Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
G&D without Danny right now on the Fan. I'm taking you up to 6:30. Charlie and Dave in pregame at that time. Nats baseball just after 7. They'll need a win tonight to pull even in their best of three series with the Padres, setting up a rubber match tomorrow over at Nationals Park. So the Commanders were on the practice field today. I saw a tweet, and I don't even remember which reporter it was. One of the folks that was out there kind of gave the offensive line starters, just listed them. And it was a pretty stunning realization for me to think, my goodness, if something happens to Charles Leno, their starting offensive line, which was their line today in front of Sam Howell with the ones in drills, is going to be Andrew Wiley, Sam Cosmi, Nick Gates, Jamal Charles is a former running back. Sadiq Charles and Cornelius Lucas. So that's right to left, right? Wiley had 9 sacks he gave up with the Chiefs. Cosmi was drafted as a tackle, hadn't played guard in years. They'd kick him inside to play guard. Hopefully he can do it. They think he can. Nick Gates, who is at best, probably an average, but below average center with the New York Giants, who they've signed coming off of an injury. Sadiq Charles, who was a mid-round pick they got in the Trent Williams trade compensation, who has mostly been hurt, but has not really flashed the way that you'd be hoping for. He did have one game where he looked pretty promising. And then Cornelius Lucas, who is a swing tackle, third tackle type. But can you think about Sam Howell, your starting quarterback? Fifth-round pick, you've elevated, you've given him this opportunity at this immensely dependent position, the most important position in sports. 3 hours after the season ended, they were getting the word out to anyone who would listen. Sam Howell's our guy. We're rolling with the kid. We're going with the rookie contract. The best asset you can have in sports. We're going to surround him with talent. We're going to build up the offensive line. The plan sounded amazing. I loved it. I signed off on it right away. They put it on my desk. I picked up my pen. My signature was there. Perfect. Sam Howlett, no money. Let's go get some linemen. And then I waited. Then I waited some more. And they had options, and they had money, and they had draft picks, and they got a center who's actually played a bunch of guard, but he's a center for them, and who is a guy. And they got a tackle who's played a lot of guard, but he's a tackle now, and he was a tackle last year. With their coordinator, Eric Bieniemy, stood on the table for. But I just can't fathom confidence for Bieniemy and Rivera going into the season that these are the guys that are going to make sure that Sam Howell has the time necessary as a young quarterback to process and make decisions and get the ball out. It's my biggest concern about this team. Rivera talked about the offensive line today, one of the last questions in his presser. This is what the fourth year head coach and the grand poobah of football ops had to say.
The changes up front that you've made on the offensive line and elevating Travell Wharton to the O-line coach, what more are you hoping to see from this unit this season?
Just continued growth. I mean, we've got some young guys that have been tagged to get some big opportunities. You know, we've right now got Sam at staying the guy at right guard. And Sadiq is getting the opportunity at left guard to start off with Chris Paul right behind him. I think again, what it's done is it's kind of pushed some of these young guys into the forefront. But making the commitment that we did going out and getting a couple of guys right off the bat in free agency, and then signing another one afterwards, then drafting a couple. One of the things we want to do is we want to try and improve the depth, and I think we've done that as well. So just watch them continue to work together.
I don't think that's coach speak. Right, I don't think he's just saying we like our guys. Everything we need is in this room. Their actions proved they really legitimately and genuinely think they built a really good offensive line. And let's hope they did. Last year, They felt good about the linebacking room. I screamed all offseason and lost my voice. I didn't like it. They ended up being right. They play two linebackers, sometimes one. They ended up not really needing linebackers. Jamin Davis still doesn't look like a first-round pick, but got better to the point where he is playable and rosterable and looks fine. Looks like an average NFL linebacker now. So that's a huge win. And guys like David Mayo played occasionally, and it didn't matter because it's such a small part of their defense now. They knew more than we did. That's the idea. Great. You guys win. Congratulations. But they didn't win at every position. You know, they lost at quarterback, where a lot of us said, really? Carson Wentz? For all that? That seems like a lot. No, we're right. You're wrong. We don't have questions. You do. Big time L. So they're not always right. This offseason, O-line, it doesn't make sense to me. Tight end doesn't make sense to me. And we're going to see if they're right. But they are self-assured and they are self-confident in what they've done along the O-line. And if, frankly, if they had a veteran quarterback, I probably wouldn't care as much. The part that is so confounding to me is that you've got a neophyte passer and this kid who's thrown 20 passes, and you are putting the entire organization on his shoulders. And to help him, here's a journeyman at guard. I should say a center who's never graded out favorably via PFF, a guard who has not been a starter for you over the last few years, a guard who's a failed tackle, a tackle who gave up 9 sacks last year, and then a left tackle who's played pretty well. Like that's what you've got. But you're an injury away from a swing tackle being the other anchor on the O-line, as we saw today at practice, with Leno not there. It's just staggering to me. That's my biggest concern. I can get into why I'm not sold about the tight end room either, and that was before the injury to Armani Rogers we found out today, ruptured Achilles, out for the year. They still have Logan Thomas, John Bates, and Cole Turner. And it's now time for Cole Turner to spread his wings and leave the nest. I mean, he just has to make huge leaps this season as a pass catcher. Let's go to Derek in D.C. What's your biggest concern on May 24th about this outfit?
It's coaching and it's culture. I can't understand, Brant, for the life of me, why you can't stand up and say, he should be here. He should be here. He should be in camp. I mean, name a player that was ever great that wasn't the first one to get there and the last to leave.
Are you saying you don't know why Rivera didn't say that he wants Chase Young there today? Is that what you mean?
No, what I'm saying is that I can't understand why he mollycoddles him. He basically, that's a mollycoddle, Gramps word. Basically just, you know, it's okay. He's going to be all right. He'll be here. Everything's okay. Forget that. Show up. Be there. I mean, if you ever had a teammate that wasn't there, would you, like, respect that? Would you think that that's the guy that you want to fight your life with or be a great teammate? It's just driving me nuts.
Thanks, Derek. Remember, Rivera last year did kind of do what you wanted, and he has in the past. He called out his maturity. He questioned him in a column written by his buddy, Mike Silver, on the team's website by name. He issued a challenge to show up to these very activities the last time he was healthy. I mean, he has taken the other tact. I wonder if it backfired or the relationship in some way was affected because, to your point, it's a very different tone today when he was asked about it and he basically said he'll be here when he needs to be. But those are the words he's saying publicly. We found out yesterday with no media members there that he wasn't there. So somebody with the team, organizationally, was okay with word getting out, right? Number one. And number two, I would just add that they didn't pick up his fifth-year option. So whatever he says about, yeah, we're really happy with Chase. We think he's in a good place. We trust that Denise's healthy. We think he's going to have a huge year. We love where he's at. You love him so much, and you love where he's at so much that you had a chance to pick up the fifth year of his rookie deal at a way lower rate than what it will cost to have him on your team if you don't do that. And they said, no, thank you. Follow the actions. They are louder and more accurate to the true feelings of a team than the words. For me, it's the O-line. What are you guys worried about? First of three batches of practices, and today without Leno, the line looked like it was largely made up of backups, and it's their starting group. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.